November 22nd.
Always see the bright side of life. Expect only the very best to come about, and see it do so. Never blame anyone else for the negative state you are in. You are your own master. It is up to you to reverse the picture and see what is on the other side. If you choose to see the gloomy side of life, do not expect to draw to you those souls who know the joy of true freedom. For like attracts like, and you will draw to you only those souls who are in the same state. When you are on top of the world, and love is flowing freely from you, you will draw all, for everyone enjoys a joyful soul. Learn to lift a person or a situation, and never allow yourself to be dragged down into the depths of despair by anyone else's attitude. You are here to create peace, harmony, beauty, and perfection, all the very best in life. So get on and do something about it. November 23rd. When I say to you, love one another, it does not mean that you are to tolerate one another, or to try very hard to love one another. But you will find when you open your heart and can fill it with loving, beautiful thoughts that you will want to love all those souls you come into contact with, no matter who they are. It is the free flow of my universal love which knows no discrimination and does not pick and choose who is going to be loved and who is not. My love is the same for each and everyone. How much of it you are willing to accept is up to you. Be not afraid to express this love. It is beyond the personality. It is of the very highest. Learn to wear your heart on your sleeve and never be ashamed to demonstrate your love for one another. Love is the greatest uniting factor in the universe. So love, love, love. November 24th. By their fruits shall ye know them, whether they are for me or against me, whether they are of the light or of the darkness. Open your eyes, and you will know with no uncertain knowing. Go within, and your heart will tell you. Do your own assessing, and do not listen to everything without. For if you listen to the many whisperings and rumours without, you will find yourself in such a quandary that you will not know what is the truth and what is not, and you will lose your way. All souls can find the truth within, but it does mean they have to take time to go within. They have to do their own thinking and find their own way, and many souls are too lazy to do it. They find it so much easier to listen to what others say and to accept what is said without going within. Be still, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. November 25th. There is no need for suffering in the new age. For those souls who are moving into the new, suffering is no more. If you still feel that suffering is necessary, you are not of the new, but are firmly stuck in the old. There you will remain, drawing suffering to yourself, until of your own free will you move on and accept that it is no more. Concentrate on the wonders and joys of this life, and accept the very best, which is your true heritage. It is not being an ostrich, afraid of life and not facing it. It is seeing the reality of this glorious life which is yours, and in doing so, helping to bring it about. The more clearly you can see it, the more quickly will it come about. Accept the vision of the new heaven and new earth, and hold it ever in your consciousness, for it is no unattainable dream. It is reality, and you are part of it. November 26th. There is a great need for stable and dependable souls, ones who are always in the right place, at the right time, doing what needs to be done. There is a need for souls living in such a way that nothing upsets them, because they are in complete control of every situation, and live and act from that inner centre of peace and stillness. Their security is in me, therefore nothing can throw them off balance. They know what they are doing and why they are doing it, and they have a real sense of responsibility. They can be completely depended upon to see a job through, no matter what it is, and see it through perfectly. Search your heart. Are you dependable? Have you a sense of responsibility so that you see a job through to the end? Are you always in the right place at the right time? It is important that you take time to see where you are missing out, and then see what you can do to rectify it. November 27th. Have love and confidence in one another. For love and confidence in a soul enable it to flower and develop, so it can take on responsibilities and grow in strength and stature. You cannot expect a child to grow in stature if everything is done for it. It has to be taught to think for itself, to make its own decisions, and not rely on its parents to do all its thinking for it. It is not easy to see loved ones making the wrong decision, and yet at times it has to be done, so that they can learn certain lessons. Lessons can be learnt the easy way, but often when they are learnt the hard way, they are never forgotten. So never be overprotective. Learn to take your hands off those souls under your care, no matter who they are or what age. Let them learn to shoulder their responsibilities, and what is more, to enjoy doing so, and help each other to grow. November 28th. Today is a new day, and it is up to you what you make of it. Your first waking thoughts can colour the whole day. They can be happy, positive thoughts, or miserable, negative ones. Never be influenced by outer conditions, by the weather, for example. It can be pouring with rain, but if your heart is filled with love and gratitude, your whole attitude will be of sunshine and blue skies. Do you see what a tremendous responsibility rests upon your shoulders? Life is what you make it, so never blame anyone else for the state you are in, but know that it is of your own making. Change your attitude, and you can change your whole outlook. Adopt a constructive attitude towards life. Build up the very best from what you see all around you, and ignore the rest. Give it no life force, and it will disappear. Wait upon me this day in quietness and confidence, and know that this day has my blessings. November 29th. What are your values in life? If they are simply the material ones, which are here today and gone tomorrow, You can spend your life rushing around like a squirrel in a cage getting nowhere. But if you seek the ways of the Spirit, you need to seek within to find them. And it can only be done by being still and drawing forth those priceless treasures which are deep within you. You will not find them without, for you contain within you all that matters in life. You are free to make your own choice regarding the things that matter. No one is going to try and influence you, for every soul has free will. It is up to you whether you make a mess of your life or a success of it. The light is there. Why not follow it? The love is there. Why not accept it? Nothing is withheld from you when you seek for it with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. November 30th. You cannot move on to greater works until you have sorted out your relationships and walk in love, peace and harmony with each other, harbouring no resentments or ill will. Weeds have to be plucked from the ground before they choke the plants which are growing there. Pluck out all the weeds in your life now, before they become firmly established and suffocate those beautiful plants which are growing within you. You cannot grow and expand spiritually when you harbour any hate, jealousy, dislike, intolerance or misunderstanding in your heart. Sort out your differences quickly and keep the love flowing. Never wait for the other person to make the first move. You can always do something about it. So why not do it, and do it now? Never put off until tomorrow what can be done today. Much is waiting to unfold, but it must unfold in the right atmosphere, the atmosphere of love. Love and more love. December. I was shown a great ball of light. Coming from it were bright rays of light, and going back into it were very dull rays. I heard the words, "When you have been the full cycle, you will return to me, the source of all life, and you will become one with me, as you were in the beginning." December 1st. Leave yesterday behind and move swiftly into this wonderful new day, knowing that it holds within it only the very best for you, and expect only the very best to come out of it. See my hand in all that is taking place, and behold the birth of the new heaven and new earth. Fear not, for it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, not tomorrow or sometime, but today. Can you accept that anything can happen today? Are you prepared for the most wonderful happenings to take place? It helps to hasten things on and enables you to see only the very best come out of every situation. In fact, because you are looking for the very best, you help to bring it about. By this very positive action, you create the right conditions, the right environment for the unfolding of the new. You become like a midwife, ready to assist in every way to bring it forth. December 2nd. Pioneers are always needed. Those souls who have the strength and courage to forge ahead into the new. They are the ones who have vision and who hold that vision ever before them and see it unfold. But everyone is an individual and therefore cannot be placed in a mould. You must be free to grow and develop and be inspired by those deep inner promptings which stir and move your very being. Live by the Spirit. Act by the promptings of the Spirit, no matter how foolish these promptings may appear to be. It is far more comfortable to sit back and wait for someone else to make the first move, to take that leap into the unknown. It takes faith and courage to be able to do it. And if you have not the faith and courage to do it, do not try to hold back or stop those pioneers who have, but be eternally grateful. For without them, my new heaven and new earth could never be established. December 3rd. You are part of the whole, and each soul has its part to play in the whole. So be not critical or intolerant of one another, but realize that no two of you are the same, and that it takes many different parts to make up the perfect whole. Have you ever seen a clock taken to pieces? There are many different parts that make up that clock, and as you see them lying there before you, you wonder how they could ever make up a perfect timepiece. But when someone who knows something about clocks takes each piece and puts it in its rightful place, you find that not only does it go, but it tells the correct time. As long as each tiny piece remains in its rightful place, playing its part, everything goes smoothly. Now you know why I keep telling you to find your rightful place in the whole vast scheme of life, and when you have found it, to give of your very best. December 4th. Learn to appreciate and care for all that is given to you. You will only do it when you realize that all you have comes from me. When you truly love the giver, you will cherish the gift. When you fail to look after my gifts, it reflects your attitude towards me, the giver of all those gifts. Love is the key. When you know the meaning of love, you will never fail to love and care for all that is put in your charge. You do not give a child a valuable piece of equipment to play with, because you know that child will not look after it and will probably destroy it. I cannot give you all that is waiting to be given to you until you learn to look after it and use it in the way it should be used, with love and care. Therefore, I have to wait patiently until you are ready before I can give you more and more of my gifts. December 5th. Why go around with your eyes shut and your mind closed, and so fail to recognize your true heritage? Realize that you do not have to search without for wisdom, knowledge and understanding. It is all there within you, waiting to be drawn out. When you become aware of it, you will never again feel that one soul is more intelligent than another. You will know that as souls become aware that they contain all deep within them, they will be able to do all things and understand all things. In fact, a whole new world will open up for them. You are a world unto yourself, a world that contains all light, love, wisdom, truth and understanding, waiting to be drawn out. Take time to be still and find it within you. Learn to understand yourself, and as you do, you will begin to understand others, to understand life, to understand me. December 6th. Let neither intellectual pride nor preconceived ideas, opinions and prejudices lock and bar the way. Nor close yourself to truth, because it does not come through conventional or orthodox means. You are moving into the new, and therefore you must be prepared for many new ways and means. When a child is moved into a higher grade in school, it has to learn to expand and to take in and accept all the new subjects it has to learn. So it is with moving into the new age. You have to be willing to branch out, to try new experiments, to step out into the unknown. You even have to be willing to make mistakes and learn by those mistakes, knowing that as you do so, you will keep growing in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Do not be concerned. You will not be moved up from the first grade straight into the sixth grade. Step by step, the way will be revealed to you, and you will be moved gradually. December 7th. When you are out of harmony with the divine order of things, you draw to you disharmony and disunity. You will find yourself swimming against the tide, getting nowhere, and simply exhausting yourself. Why not go with the tide, flow along with it, and get into harmony with what is going on? As you learn to do it, you will find yourself in harmony with everything and everyone around you. You will no longer stick out like a sore thumb, but will blend in perfectly with your surroundings and environment. You will find you are in harmony with yourself, and that harmony within will be reflected without. Life will flow smoothly, and all will fall into place perfectly. You will behold seeming miracle upon miracle come about all the time. This way of living will become the normal way with you, because you are in tune with me, and I can work in and through you to bring about my wonders and glories. December 8th. How many times during the day are you consciously aware of me? How many times during the day do you recognize my hand in what is happening and give me thanks? Take time today and try to keep in contact with me all the time. You will not find it easy to begin with, for you will find yourself wandering off through the highways and byways of life, when not one single thought of me enters your consciousness for long periods of time. To begin with, you will have to learn to bring your consciousness back to me and to stop it wandering aimlessly. But as you keep on doing it, gradually you will become more and more consciously aware of me. You will learn to live and move and have your being in me. And you will know the meaning of our oneness, that there is no separation, that I am in you and you are in me, and that we are one. December 9th. To set the pace for the day, you have to learn to be still and have a time of attunement in the early morning on waking, before your mind becomes embroiled with all the events of the day. Your life is like a clean canvas without a mark on it. Let those first strokes on waking be very clear and definite. Let them be full of love, inspiration and expectation of the very best for the new day ahead of you. You will find yourself in a very quiet, receptive and impressionable state. In that state, you will be able to direct the activities of your mind along the highest and most desirable path. Enter the new day, prepared for the very best to take place in everything you undertake. Step by step, see the perfect pattern unfold for the day and for you. Yesterday is behind you. A new and glorious day is before you, and you are in harmony with all life. December 10th. Do not waste time and energy thrashing around like a fish out of water, blaming your conditions and circumstances on somebody else. Simply know that it is all in your hands. Therefore, you can rectify it yourself without any help from anyone else. When you take the time to find inner peace and stillness and wait upon me. Nothing will be hidden from you when you seek it and when you lay all before me and seek to do my will and my will alone. You will only find what my will is when you learn to be still. Do not try too hard. Let go. Relax and find that peace of heart and mind which opens all doors and reveals the light of truth. You will find that you will achieve far more when you can relax and put everything into my hands. Then, very quietly, wait upon me and allow things to flow freely and naturally without any effort on your part, and so unfold in true perfection. December 11th. The best way to bring love and prosperity into your life is to bless everything and give thanks for every increase which comes your way as a gift from me. As you learn to bless and give thanks for everything, you are actually putting into practice one of the great laws of prosperity and plenty. For with love and blessings comes increase. You have seen a child expand and grow in beauty and wisdom when love and blessings are poured down upon it. You have seen plants and flowers and animals respond to love and blessings. You have felt yourself respond when love and blessings are poured down upon you. Now go and do likewise to everyone you contact. You will find the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more easily you can open your heart until love and blessings flow from you all the time, and the very joy of living is bubbling over in you. Out into the world. December 12th. When you realize the hours of practice a good pianist has to put in each day before performing a superb concert, you will begin to understand why you have to keep ever on the alert to be able to live this spiritual life the way it should be lived. It does not mean you have to strain, but it does mean that you have to be constantly on the alert and aware of what is happening, especially at first. Like the pianist practicing for perfection, having to go over and over a certain difficult piece before reaching a feeling of satisfaction, so do you have to go over and over the same ground, learning the same lessons until they have become so much a part of you that you cannot separate yourself from them, for they are ingrained. Remember, no one else can live this life for you. No one else can do your practicing for you. Only you can do it. So why not start doing it now? December 13th. It is when I can work in and through open and willing channels that amazing happenings can come about. All those souls who see them come about can see my hand in them and realize that of themselves they would be incapable of doing them. They know that I am indeed working in and through them, and in that way they come to know me and to love me. Therefore, never fail to give thanks for everything that is taking place in your life. Keep your heart open and your mind uncluttered by negative thoughts, so that no time need be wasted clearing away old thought forms which can hold up the progress of the new. Always remember that simplicity is my hallmark. Therefore, when life becomes too complicated for you, you may be sure you are off beam and need to get back onto it as quickly as possible. Be like a little child, simple and uncomplicated, and enjoy life to the full. December 14th. Hold in your consciousness that good comes out of everything, and that every experience is given to you to help you to grow and expand. Realize that without first-hand experience, you would not be able to understand or open your heart to your fellow human beings, but would stand aloof and even judge and condemn. Experiences, no matter how strange or difficult, have been given to you for a purpose. Therefore, take the time to look for that purpose. Try to see my hand in everything, to see that nothing is by chance, and that there is no such thing as luck or good fortune. Realize that you draw to yourself all the very best or the very worst in life. It can be peace, serenity, and tranquility, or it can be chaos and confusion. It comes from within, from your state of consciousness. Therefore, do not blame your surroundings. A snail carries its all with it, even its house. You carry all within, and it is reflected without. December 15th. The divine spark is within each individual, but it needs to be drawn out and fanned into a flame in many souls. Wake up from your slumbers. Recognize the divinity within you and nurture it and allow it to grow and flourish. A seed has to be planted in the soil before it can grow. It has within it all its potential, but that potential remains dormant until given the right conditions in which to grow and develop. You have within you the kingdom of heaven, but unless you wake up to the fact and start searching for it, you will not find it, and there it will remain. There are many souls in this life who will not wake up to this fact, and they are like seeds stored away in packets. You must want to break your bonds to be free. As soon as the desire is there, you will receive help in every way possible. But the desire in you must be there first. December 16th. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How important these words are. You have heard them many times, but what have you done about them? What do they mean to you? Take time to ponder on them until they become living, vibrating words in your life, and you do feel yourself being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You talk of peace and harmony, of the new heaven and new earth, of doing my will, of love and light being radiated out into the world, and of moving into the new. But what are you actually doing about it? Are you living in such a way that you are helping to bring it all about? Don't allow yourself to become like a parrot, saying things that mean nothing to you. Pray without ceasing for deeper and clearer understanding, and give thanks and move forward and upward. Above all, live a life and let things happen to transform your life. December 17th. When you are in contact with me and your greatest desire is to do my will, you will find that every action you take must be done, not for the self, but for the good of the whole. This life is only for the completely dedicated souls who are willing to leave the self behind and become part of the whole. It is not easy for the majority of humanity to do, for many souls are not willing to give up their individuality. They want to cling on to what they call their rights and do exactly what they want to do, without consideration for anyone else. Therefore, if ever you feel that life is not going your way and you are out of harmony with the whole, take time to find out what it is within you that is causing the disharmony, and never look around for a scapegoat you can blame. When you realize it is something within yourself that is causing it, you can rectify it without delay. December 18th. Cease straining after anything and simply allow things to unfold. Do not allow worry to bind you and blind you, but learn to cast all your burdens upon me so that you are free to do my will and walk in my ways. I cannot use you when you are tied up with yourself and cannot see the wood for the trees. So relax and let go. Be still and dwell on the wonders of life. Let your mind be stayed on me. Open your eyes and see me in everything and give eternal thanks. When you can see me in everything, your heart is so full, you cannot fail to give thanks. It simply bubbles up in you and flows out. You cannot hide a heart full of love and gratitude, for it is reflected for all to see. When you are in a state of joy and thanksgiving, you attract others to you. Everyone enjoys being with a soul who overflows with love, for love attracts love. December 19th. This is a life of action, a life of change. Let there be no complacency, for when you are complacent, you can so easily get into a rut which creates stagnation. You have to do your own spiritual work. You have to do your own searching in your own way. See where you need to change and then take the action necessary to bring about that change. If change is uncomfortable, the more quickly it takes place, the easier it is. It is far less painful to pull a bandage off quickly than to do it slowly. Therefore, do what you know has to be done, without wasting any time thinking about it. Take that leap into the new without hesitation, and simply know it will be far more wonderful than what you have left behind in the old. With change comes life, full and glorious life. It is being held out to you. Take it and give eternal thanks for it. December 20th. Seek ye first the kingdom. Put me first in everything, and then all else shall be added unto you. You know these words, but what are you doing about them? Are you living them? Do the ways of the Spirit come first in your life? Does your time alone with me mean more to you than anything? Do you enjoy being still? Or are you uncomfortable and uneasy in the stillness? Do you always want to be busy doing things and find great difficulty in stilling your body and mind? There are millions of souls in the world who cannot bear to have silence. They have to have constant noise and action around them. They are the ones who do not know the meaning of seeking first my kingdom and of putting me first in their lives. They are restless within and without. I tell you, the times of peace and stillness when we are together are very precious in a world of turmoil. Seek them, find them, and remain in them. December 21st. Learn to live beyond yourself and your own strength and ability, so that those people around you can see with their own eyes that it is I working in and through you. In this way, those souls who have no faith and belief will come to know me, not by many words, but by a life direct and demonstrated. Unless you live in this way, you are not acknowledging that I am your guide and companion, and that you have dedicated your life completely to me and to my service. You have to take your feet off the bottom and swim out into the deep unknown in absolute faith and confidence, knowing that no harm will befall you because I am with you. You will never know whether it is all so unless you are willing to do something about it. Cease playing safe and let me show you what can happen when you let go and allow me to take over and use you as I will. December 22nd. As you give, so shall you receive. These are not just words, they are the law. As you live them and put them into action, you will see how wonderfully they work. You will find, as you start giving that which you have, so will more and more be given you. Fear nothing. Withhold nothing. Simply give and go on giving. An open, generous heart draws all the very best to it. Let your heart be open and generous, so that you withhold nothing, and let the spirit of giving be ever there. Assess what you have to give and then give it, no matter what it is. For as each gift is offered, it helps to complete the whole. Do not expect someone else to draw your gifts out of you, but give willingly of what you have. As you do, you will see where it fits into the whole, as the piece of a jigsaw puzzle, when placed in its rightful position, completes the picture. December 23rd. Give me the opportunity to work in and through you to bring about my wonders and glories. Hold the vision of my limitless love ever before you, of my limitless abundance, and of my wonders and glories coming about. Hold the vision of the new heaven and new earth, of my will being done, and of peace and harmony on earth, and goodwill towards all. Hold the vision of vast cities of light springing up all over the world, where peace and love reign supreme. Never at any time lose the vision, for it is by holding the vision firmly and clearly ever before you that you help to bring it down from the etheric and see these wonders manifest on the earth plane for all to behold. The clearer the vision, the quicker will it be manifested. Give constant thanks that your eyes have been opened and that you know what to do. Now go ahead and do it and stop thinking about it. December 24th. The speed with which changes can unfold will astound you. You have been prepared for these changes for a long time, through the ages, day by day, month by month, year by year. I have very patiently set the scene for these changes to take place. You have been given every opportunity to adjust and prepare yourself. Therefore, you should be able to move forward without any difficulty. It is a question of consciousness, of being able to raise your consciousness and adjust to all that is taking place. Those souls who are aware of the Christ consciousness are being drawn together at this time, like steel to a magnet. They may not always be aware of it at the time, but it will become very clear to them in the days ahead. It is this consciousness which is drawing more and more souls together, so that you all may become aware of the Christ within and give eternal thanks for this awareness. December 25th. Day by day, you become more and more infilled and infused with the Christ consciousness. You are able to walk in the light and become one with the light until there is no darkness in you. And as this process takes place, you bring more light into the world. You must realize that it all starts in you. You have to put your own house in order first, and you must have the faith and confidence that you can do so, and then do it. It is what is within you that is reflected without. It is not something to be striven for. It is something that just happens, if only you will let it, and fill your heart and mind with love and understanding. This raised state of consciousness is in the very air you breathe. Breathe it in deeply and let your whole being be infilled with it. It is so great that you cannot contain it. Therefore, breathe it out and so keep it moving and growing. December 26th. What do you expect from life? Do you expect the very best? Or are you one of those souls who is always afraid the worst is going to happen, that things will go wrong? If you are, you deserve what is coming to you, for you attract to you that which you love or that which you hate and fear. When your consciousness is negative, you draw negativity towards you like steel to a magnet, and you will find yourself keeping company with those souls of like mind, for like attracts like. When your consciousness is of love, when you are bubbling over with the joys of life, and when your heart is filled with gratitude for everyone and everything, you will find yourself drawing towards you those happy, joyful souls who radiate love and joy wherever they go. Your life will be filled with the very best life can offer. Why not see the very best in every situation? See the very best being drawn to you now. December 27th. Many times you may have to go ahead in faith, unable to see the full reason for the action you are taking. But do not hesitate when you know within that you are right. You must have faith to be able to take steps into the unknown, for there may be many outer influences pulling you this way and that until you feel torn to pieces. This is where you have to learn to go within and know with absolute knowing that what you are doing is being guided by me and will work out perfectly. It takes great faith and courage to step out and follow those deep inner promptings, especially when the action you are taking appears as utter foolishness in the eyes of others. That is why you could not do it without complete faith and inner knowing. The choice always lies in your hands. Therefore choose, and choose aright with your hand in mine. I will never fail you or forsake you, but will guide your every step. December 28th. Let there be unity in diversity. See the many paths all leading to the centre, to me, each one different and yet each one leading in the same direction. The closer they come to the centre, the greater the unity, until all become one in me, and there is no longer diversity, but complete unity. You will find it taking place more and more with the many centres of light all over the world. As the world situation grows darker and worsens, so shall they grow brighter and brighter, until light overcomes all darkness. It is good to see a wider picture of what is taking place, but it is also very important to realise that it all starts within you. Realise that what is taking place within the individual goes out into the world and is reflected in the world situation. That is why peace of heart and mind is so essential within you, and why harmony, understanding, and deep love should flow between you and all others. December 29th. Open your heart and accept all my good and perfect gifts. They are there, waiting for you. But many souls fail to open their hearts and stretch forth their hands to accept their rightful heritage. They are either afraid to do so, or feel they are unworthy, or simply do not believe that it is there, and therefore reject what is waiting for them to claim. When you have money in the bank, but refuse to accept that it is there, and refuse to draw from that supply because of your disbelief, you are the one who suffers lack and has to do without. My storehouses are full to overflowing, and all that I have is yours. But you have to do something about it. You have to claim what is yours. You cannot live this spiritual life unless you believe that it is yours and claim it. The new heaven and new earth are here now. December 30th. You are my hands and feet. I have to work in and through you to reveal my wonders and glories. I have to use you to bring down my kingdom, to bring about the new heaven and new earth. Until you become aware that I have need of you, you will go on hearing about this wonderful new heaven and new earth, but you will not behold it, live in it, and see it working in and all around you. What is the use of a dream of utopia? It has to be made reality, and it can only happen when you start to live it and stop talking about it. If you see a person drowning, it is not much help shouting instructions from the shore. You have to jump in and do something to help. Therefore, there is not much use in reading about how to create the new heaven and new earth, or learning about it. You have to start living it now to bring it about. December 31st. Once you have taken a step forward in faith, never look backwards or start regretting what you have left behind. Simply expect the most wonderful future and see it come about. Leave all the old behind. It is finished. Be grateful for the lessons you have learnt and for the experiences you have had, which have all helped you to grow and have given you a deeper understanding, but never try to cling on to them. What is waiting for you is far, far more wonderful than what you have left behind. When you have placed your life under my direct guidance and direction, how can anything go wrong? It is when you have taken a step forward and then wonder if you have done right, and you allow doubts and fears in, that things begin to crowd in on you, and you find yourself bowed down by the weight of your decision. Therefore, let go, release the past, and move forward with your heart filled with love and gratitude. Eileen Caddy, the co-founder of the Findhorn Foundation community in the northeast of Scotland, has based her life on obeying her still small voice within. Since 1962, when she, her husband Peter, and their three small children were led to the Findhorn Bay Caravan Park, thousands of people have been attracted to visit, and many have remained to create a community based on spiritual principles and cooperation with nature kingdoms. Today, the community is a vibrant, challenging, and expanding place, with hundreds of people actively involved in some way with its inner and outer work. The way of life is shared in experiential workshops, conferences, and events. For more information about the Spiritual Learning Centre and Eco-Village, please visit their website, www.findhorn.org. This audiobook, of opening doors within was produced by Inner Traditions in collaboration with Fintorn Press. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Opening Doors Within, 365 Daily Meditations from Fintorn by Eileen Caddy. Compiled and edited by David Errol Platts, PhD. Read by Margot Henderson, with a foreword by Jonathan Caddy. Read by Jonathan Caddy. This audiobook was produced by Inner Traditions Audio. Executive Producer Ehud Sperling. Text copyright 1986.